Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening on this beautiful Sunday evening in the most awesome city in the world, Houston, Texas. We are live for another edition of Breaking the Silence, and we have a money-back guarantee tonight with our guests this evening. So we just want you to just get online, text somebody, phone somebody real quick and say, hey, wait, do you want to watch this evening? We have a wonderful guest, and we'll tell you about her in just a few minutes. We just want to welcome you to Houston. The sun just went down behind me here over the beautiful Texas Medical Center, and not too much traffic going on out there, but it's just been a beautiful day. We had a little bit of rain this morning, but for being January of 2022, I think we hit in the low 70s, mid 70s today. So it was a great day. Want to just let you know that if you want to get involved tonight will be one of those topics because we're going to talk about ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. We're going to talk about how people can get involved, how people get passionate about a cause, and how maybe you can get involved in that cause in your own community, in your own home, in your own business, in your own church. And we're going to give you options to be able to do that and show you a way that you can actually get available to roll up your sleeves and get down and dirty and be able to help other people, because ACEs matters to each and every one of us. And as we've been doing this show for a couple of years now here on BBS Radio, by the way, is the most awesome radio network in the world, in my opinion. We have the ability to be able to talk to some of the most knowledgeable, intelligent, informed people in the world on this subject. And tonight is no exception. We have Cindy Stanford, and Cindy is a friend of mine, and I have very few of those, but she is a friend of mine, and she is the founder and the president of ACEs Matter. And we're going to let you hear all about her passion, all about her heart here just shortly. But if you want to get involved tonight, 888-627-6008. And I just want to really just look at you straight into the camera tonight. This topic that we're going to talk about this evening, in my opinion, is one of the most important topics in the world right now. Mental health, what has happened to you, what's happening to you right now, could cause what's going on in your day, and how we analyze it, how we deal with it, how we function each and every day could possibly be from ACEs. And I really believe with what's going on in our world with COVID, with the old virus, and now a new one that is coming on, there's a variant of it that's coming out of two different places in the world now. Just hearing about it, I think we're going to have a new recap of that come in early part of next week, and the world's going to see a different variant besides the old. All of this causes anxiety and stress, and the way you deal with that anxiety and stress could be very well how we were wired or unwired, or our wires were cut as a child because what had happened to us. So I want to introduce to you Cindy Stanford. She's the founder and the president of ACEs Matter. She's lived and experienced aces in her own life. And if she wants to go there tonight, she's more than welcome to. I'll let her lead that discussion if she wishes. But she is a Triple Eagle Scholar. And if I'm not wrong, from Rice University. Is that correct, Cindy? You're on mute, Cindy.
I did. Hi.
Rice University is right there. When I'm sitting in my office, I can go down the hall and look over at the football field. So that's probably one of the most well-known, honorable universities in our nation, if not the world. And you are a Triple Eagle Scholar, meaning that you got two master's degrees, a BA degree, a business certification, all there at Rice University. And she literally has her life designated and now dog-eared to be a mentor for not only adults, but for youth in this world of ACES. And she is a former public school educator, and she is passionate about something that she's going to share with you tonight about what this adverse childhood experience is all about. So welcome all the way from the great state of Florida, is that right? Cindy Stafford to Breaking the Silence. Welcome, dear. How are you?
I am great, and it is warm here in Florida, so thank you for having me.
It's warm in Florida.
Quick,
all right.
It's very warm. Just a quick correction. I did my certificate. I did a certificate program at Rice, but my undergraduate and master's degrees, I got to give credit to the A&M systems. I don't want to let the A&M systems like feel left out. So I cheated on the A&M systems, and I did this MBA certificate program through Rice University, which was all about being entrepreneurs in the education landscape. So I do get to have the Rice Jones School of Business on my resume. So I'm very privileged.
That's neat. And an A&M tower is right there. They just built a new one here, and they have a big, huge sign on it. Right as I turn in to go to my office, it's right there. And it's a beautiful new tower down here. But okay, welcome to the program. We know that you are qualified anyway to talk about anything you want to talk about tonight. But most of all, life experiences, I think, is probably the most valuable experience that you have right now that you can share when it comes to what we're dealing with tonight. So tell us what you're passionate about, what you're doing, what you have going. You've been on the program before, but welcome back. And just tell me what you have going on in your world and you'd like for us to know more about.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you asked. And thank you for having me back. I looked and I realized it was Valentine's Day. I was on your show last year. So we've almost made a full circle. Like next month would have been a calendar year. And as I think about that date of Valentine's Day, it made me think of the Cinderella story. You remember the Cinderella story growing up?
Sure.
We've all heard it, probably different versions of it. But when I realized like our last conversation on the show was on Valentine's Day, it immediately took me to the Cinderella story. And the version of the story that I remember now as an adult, now that I understand something about ACES, is that Cinderella had ACES.
Hmm.
You think about it. And so when I think about the mission of ACES Matter and what we're trying to do without like thinking of Cinderella as a person, but more Cinderella as a human, boy or girl, right? It made me think about the way I remember Cinderella's story was that she lived happily ever after. But nobody really talked about like what got Cinderella to the place that she needed to get away from that environment that she was in. And the Cinderella story is much of what we as like people in the ACES Matter organization would like to play off of. Like, it looks like Cinderella may have lived happily ever after, but did she? Cinderella, to my research or just remembering the story, she had at least, Greg, 5 ACES that we can like pull from that story. You remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So think about this. So Cinderella lost her mom, which what we know from the study is an A. So it's kind of like the abandonment, whether it's, you know, somebody, a parent leaving through jail or somebody, your parents getting divorced. She was emotionally, physically abused, emotionally by her stepmother and her stepsisters, if you think mm-hmm. about it. She was mm-hmm. physically neglected. She was asked to move to the top part of the attic in the story that I remember. She wasn't given the same clothes. She wasn't given the same food. She was bullied. So all I have to say is Cinderella had aces, right? But nobody ever talked about Cinderella aces. And I think as society, as I'm trying to address, like, how can we help people understand aces through Cinderella's story, if you will? It's about adversity, like overcoming adversity. And when I think about the role that Aces Matter plays, we're kind of like the fairy godmothers. Like, there's a group of people, Greg, talking about Aces, and there's a group of people that are not. We're looking for those group of people that are not. Because those group of people that are not talking about Aces are only paying attention to Cinderella's ending and not her beginning. So that's what we want to help people understand, you know, when they get to Aces Matter, is that not every story is going to end up like Cinderella. And it's going to be people like us in our communities that are the fairy godmothers, if you will, that are trying to show Cinderella the light, you know, like there is something beyond your adversities, that your aces are not your fault. It happened to you in childhood, circumstances happened to you. And our role in Aces Matter, as we try to start this conversation where it doesn't exist, is to get people to understand that not only does Cinderella have a story, but Cinderella's story could have been prevented with the right protective factors in place. So that's what we're on a mission to do, right?
You know, that's amazing. And that's a good scenario. You know, I've never really thought about that. And I think so many times that there are people out there that doesn't discuss this. And I'm not for sure, from your experience and from your wisdom, do you think that this group that doesn't talk about ACEs is because they aren't aware, or they are ignoring, or they have overcome, or what's the reason that they're not even in the conversation of talking about these experiences?
I'm going to say, Greg, from my lived experience, right? Like, I grew up with Aces. They didn't have a name back then, right?
Right.
I was born into them. So before the acronym even evolved, like, I was born into Aces in 1977 to two parents whose average ACE score was an 8 together, right? And so, of course, this is all before the acronym evolved in the late 90s. But the people that are not talking about Aces that I want Aces Matter to reach are the people who, like Cinderella, wanted out of that situation, but they didn't know how to get out of it. There is a solution to it. And there's a saying that goes, awareness predicates change. Being aware of something allegedly is supposed to inspire change, right? And so the group of people that we want to hear about this conversation are the people who are looking for an answer, right? So to your question, like, why aren't they talking about it? There's a myriad of reasons that they may not be talking about it, but what I can tell you is because of my privileges that I got and a protective factor reaching out to me and getting me into school and like getting me into a place where I can now learn about ACEs in my professional life. When I look around the room, I don't see the Cinderellas in the room, right? Because they're not showing their face. They have their mask on, if you will, right? But nobody's talking about the Cinderellas in the room. And there were not a lot of, I know my name being Cindy, there were not a lot of me in the room. So knowing that there's a group of scientists and researchers and clinicians all learning about this stuff. But what about the little foster kid girl who would never have a chance to be inside of that conference? So looking for those people who are trying to make sense of, like, why is my adulthood evolving this way? We want to try to find those people in those communities, using people like the Cinderellas and getting them to understand what these things called ACEs are so that they would want to go back and host a ball where now everybody comes and learns about their ACEs. And
so
the communities invested.
Is the group that ACEs Matter is targeting, is it just a certain community, marginalized communities, Or is it just anybody that needs to hear what the damage that happens to these with these experiences in your life, and just give them education so they can go out into their own inner circle and circle of influence and be able to educate and talk about and have open conversations on? What's your target audience? Who are they?
Well, I'm gonna tell you my number for that target audience is 1 million people. And I call this like formula 1 million. I think that we can reach a million people that have never heard about ACEs through what I've coined internally as the Great Ape. So my target audience, when I think about these million people in this 330 million population America that we live in, these million people have families or people they know that go to Title I schools. So schools that traditionally are housing kids who come from underprivileged or underrepresented backgrounds, if you will, or basically kids who are coming from poverty-stricken backgrounds. So we're looking at Title I schools because we know that the people in those Title I schools are having to respond to traumas that they've probably never been exposed to before. And if they are familiar with some of the traumas that the kids are going to come into school with, then those educators in Title I schools need to be aware of their own story. So Title I schools is a part of our Great Eight. Juvenile facilities are a part of our Great Eight. Homeless facilities are a part of our Great Eight. Colleges and universities are a part of our Great Eight. Child care facilities, churches are a part of our Great Eight. And then, Greg, I feel like I should have this memorized. There's one other that's a part of our Great Eight, but essentially we're trying to reach a million people. And there's a group of people that are seeing kids come in and out this revolving door that have ACEs, that there are not enough protective factors in place in these systems in our communities to help these children effectively, and even help the adults effectively who didn't treat their own childhood adversity. So the Great Eight, that's our population of people. And we're hoping to have 1 million people now know about ACEs because of the conversations we're going to start in those communities.
From your point of view, do you feel that, like you mentioned, schools, Title I's, that we as a group, ACEs Matter, should go into the schools and talk to the children and the teachers? Or should we try to manipulate a program to where we actually go into the homes of where the children live, so we get an all-encompassing impact? So where, you know, if I was a child and somebody came to my little grade school and told me all about ACEs and hey, young man, how you can get through the day when your dad's abusing you, but you get home, it would have made me feel better there, but I'm not for sure it would have made a difference in my life besides me having the awareness of I'm not the only one being hurt. How can we get a community to reach out and grab hands of saying, hey, wait, it takes more than just a teacher's conference, more than just a speech in school with the kids. It takes a whole group of people to impact the parents, teachers, children, and administration right on down the line.
I think you make a good point, and I'm going to go back to Cinderella's story, right? Had your teachers known about ACEs, they would have been able to recognize the signs in your story, okay? If your teachers knew about their own ACEs, they would have recognized the signs even quicker, right? Cinderella, when she went to the ball and she had to be home by midnight, she left something on that stairwell from the story that I remember. Do you remember what it was? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. A glass slipper.
She left her glass slipper.
Absolutely.
The glass slipper for us in this community, in this conversation about ACEs, are clues to what children need. So Cinderella left her glass slipper as a clue that I need somebody to come save me from this situation.
Wow.
The community are the group of men that got around and said, we're going to go door to door to door because somebody left a clue that this kid was going through something. And we're not going to stop until we get this shoe on the right fit, on the right foot. If the shoe fits, remember that, wear it. And so if the teachers knew about their own ACEs, they would have been better able to recognize what you were going through at such an early age, because the clues would have been right there in front of them. The slipper is the clue.
Wow, this is deep. This is good. We're going to take our first break. I'm going to need a minute and a half to think about this, because there's a lot of more clues in that story than I think. And I love when people grab a hold of this and work it into something that you can relate to like that. And I think when we come back after this break, Cindy, I would like for you, if there's people listening, I'm looking online and seeing comments and things, and my phone's burning up right now with people commenting.
Okay.
Which is good. It's always good. Is that when we come back, if they've listened for the first time to our program and they're just got here by accident because they're getting ready to listen to the next hour show on the guest that's after us or show after us, and they said, well, ACEs, I don't even know what that is. I kind of want to start out with, at the beginning, tell us real quick on the other side of this break what ACEs are all about and how important it is, not only in your life and mine, but everybody that's listening. So if you want to get involved in the conversation, 888-627-6008. And we'll be right back after our first commercial break for another segment of Breaking the Silence. Be right back. Finally coming very soon will be the release of my second book in the three-part trilogy, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. Now, this book will be an in-depth look at the many different facets and emotions that a person goes through when they're experiencing anxiety and trauma in their life, and they're simply searching for hope. And an exciting addition to this book will be a companion journal guide that will come along with it. Also, there's going to be something that I'm very excited about, the youth version of this book called When Dark Clouds Come, The Roadmap to Hope. And it's going to be an excellent tool and guide for teenagers dealing with stress in their lives. So stay tuned for the release date coming very, very soon for these exciting new resources. Now back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams on the BBS Radio Network. All right, welcome back live from Houston, Texas. We are here with Cindy Stanford, founder of the CEO, or president. Do you go by president or CEO, Cindy? President, okay. I was reading your lips. Yeah, you're on mute.
He was reading my lips. I was like, I can see that it's...
Praises matter. But it's just wonderful to have everybody on. And 888-627-6008. When we talk about ACEs, I use that as a, it just rolls off my lips now because I've used it so much. There's still a lot of people that don't understand or know what ACEs is all about, adverse childhood experiences. So just in a quick nutshell, because I know we have a lot to talk about tonight, what does ACEs mean from your point of view, and why do ACEs matter?
ACEs. Obviously, it's an acronym, but to get people beyond the acronym, I like people to understand that ACEs are for kids, things that we never signed up for, right? We just kind of got dropped into these ACEs. And when we say ACEs, we mean adversities. We got dropped into these situations that caused our brains and our bodies to get into a constant state of fight, flight, or freeze mode. Okay, depending on how severe your childhood traumas were. So ACEs is another way to say childhood trauma. But when you think about the ACE study itself, what the researchers did in the late 90s, for those who are interested in getting their ACE score, which you could get it if you visited my website, which is acesmatter.org, or you can Google it, right? Like, it's basically, you're going to take this quiz. And this modified version of this quiz is going to ask you 10 questions. And if you got 10 fingers, you can basically get an understanding of what happened in my childhood that I need to know about so that I can better address maybe my physical symptoms, my mental symptoms. And what if none of those 10 things happened in my childhood? What if I'm dating somebody that did have those things in their childhood and I can't make sense of their behaviors? What if I'm working or managing somebody with these things called ACEs? They affect one in every six people in the world. So if you think about that, we line six people up, one in every six people are going to have at least one of these things called ACEs, meaning of those 10 questions, they checked off at least one. And the last thing that I'll say that hopefully people can internalize this is when you think about ACEs, childhood trauma, there are five things that can happen when you take that quiz that you're going to answer those questions. Five things that would happen directly to a child as they're growing up during those most critical years, directly to the child. And then the other five questions are basically what did the child get exposed to when they were growing up in those critical developing years? Because those 10 things basically, Greg, determine the programming of our operating system. And when I say operating system, I mean our body. So when those 10 things, or any of those 10 things, one or all 10 or five or whatever, when they happen, it basically tells our body, here's how we have learned to respond to situations that remind me of this time in my childhood.
You know, that's good. And, you know, I think the more I learn about ACEs and their experiences, and I really believe that one in six, that's what the professionals say. I believe it's a lot higher than that. I believe 50% of the people have been exposed to something in their life that has caused some type of trauma to them. But I'd like to put it into perspective, and this is just now coming to me, although I do talk about it in my new book that's coming out. But the more I know about adverse childhood experiences, I start understanding why I react the way I do throughout the day. So it's kind of like I'm driving a car. Let's say pretend I'm driving my car down the street. And I know that if I run my air conditioner on high, let's say for 5 miles, the car is going to start overheating because it's an old car. Let's pretend I have an old car that's falling apart. So if I can regulate that, my engine's running hot, then I can start tuning down my air conditioning and keep it myself at a level. In my own emotional mental health, when I start having days and things and I can start feeling, you know, my heart start pumping, my brow starts sweating, I start to get agitated, I can start turning down that pressure point and I can start helping myself regulate. And I think ACEs matter to me in such a way that it helps me to control where I'm at. And it's like, wait, I need a time out. I need a break. And I go back to my office and sit and breathe and just refocus, realign, so I don't fall off the deep end. It helps me control my life. And there's a lot of people out of there right out in the world right now that, Cindy, feel like they don't have a grasp on hope. And I think ACEs matter, and I'm being really serious, is that one piece of hope that we can give the world. This is how you're going to get through the day. This is how you're going to get through the week. Learn about this. Apply this. And here's a couple techniques to help you. What do you think about that?
That is all the reason why ACEs matter. Like, I thought I was on mute. That is all the reason why ACEs matter. Like, hearing your story, knowing that the things that you experienced, your ACEs growing up, and here you are, we've fast-forwarded all the way into your adulthood. And Greg, because of what happened to you in your childhood that was not your fault, as an adult, you are responsible for fixing something that you had no control over. However, because of what happened in your childhood, you are responsible for fixing a problem that you didn't create, which means you've learned coping mechanisms, or healthy ones, right? You've learned to identify and name and regulate, right? So ACEs matter because adults, in my opinion, are a child's first responder. Think about it. When kids fall and hurt their knee or whatever, things happen, like, they go to adults. And if adults don't understand ACEs, how can you respond to a child who's begging to be programmed. I'm begging you, program me. Teach me how to respond to my dad doing XYZ to mom or vice versa, or teach me how to respond to these bullies at school or at home. And kids are begging for programming. That is why ACEs matter. If we can't, as adults, respond to kids who are looking up to us, we are inevitably programming them on how we were taught to respond. And as you can see, it creates that revolving door of dysfunction. And then the last plug I want to put in here, I don't know if you're a big football fan or not, but have you ever been to a football game in a pretty big stadium?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So I read on Google, Wikipedia, that MetLife, I think in the East Coast, maybe New Jersey is where it is. MetLife Stadium, it's one of the largest NFL stadiums. I think it is the largest in but it's still the largest in terms of seating capacity. It's either seating capacity or square foot, whatever it is. MetLife holds 82,500 people. In the world right now, there are in America right now, there are 42 million people living with four or more ACEs. Four or more. One ACE, like I said, one in six may have one. But to know of the 200 and something odd million adults that we have, almost 200 million adults, 42 million of us have four or more childhood adversities that will affect how we navigate life as an adult. That's enough. It would take 500 of those MetLife stadiums to fill the seating for the number of adults who have four or more ACEs. 500 NFL stadiums to seat the number of adults that we may be working with, dating, living with, buying from, that have ACEs, trying to fix problems that they had no involvement in creating. So that's why ACEs matter.
With that huge number, how do we even make a dent? How do you start taking these millions and millions and millions of people and saying, hey, we need to have a conversation? How do you start doing that? How do we make a difference?
Did I already ask you about the Cinderella story?
Mm-hmm.
I'm joking. We go back to the Cinderella story, right? Cinderella story from Google, of course, or Wikipedia, whatever, said the Cinderella story is over 2,000 years old. It's just been modified in like 300 to 500 different versions. It started with one Cinderella story, and we still talk about that in 2021. As a matter of fact, Disney has done a couple of remakes a few times. So I think how we get there is one Cinderella story at a time. One story at a time, using Cinderella, and obviously I'm thinking of Cinderella more as a mission beneficiary, but we get there by one conversation at a time. Greg, you've already published two books where you openly talk about, you know, your childhood adversities. And once we get to a society and a culture that understands like these things are happening, there's no need to be quiet about them because we've been quiet about them for a very long time. And we've kind of just pushed them under the rug. And so I believe through our reachers and our community efforts with ACEs Matter, we're going to have volunteers, we're going to have zip code heroes, people who want to come in and say, you know what, I see myself as Cinderella. I'm ready to learn about ACEs and start the conversation, right? So it's just one person, one conversation, because prevention begins with people.
So just if each of us start understanding the importance and having a conversation with the people that's just in our circle and letting that bleed over into other people, it can actually not only change our office, but it can change our families. It can change our communities if we all just start having open discussions about it. And does it really matter? And I'm not trying to be flippant about it, but does it really matter what's happened to us as much as it matters as how we're going to live with what's happened to us?
I would, if I understand what the question that you're asking, like there are going to be some people, and please interject, there are going to be some people that, I don't want to dig up those old skeletons, right? Those old bones, right? And here's what it is. You don't have to talk about your own personal story. But again, prevention begins with people. Our prevention starts with us first understanding our own story. That's what I mean when I say prevention begins with people. You could have had a silver spoon life, parenting styles that just cater to your strengths, And there's a person on the other end that didn't, right? But at some point with 1 in 6 and 1 in 6 having at least one, and then 42 million of the adults having 4 or more, you're going to inevitably run across somebody that does. So there's everybody should care about this cause regardless. So prevention, when I say prevention begins with people, prevention begins understanding our own story so that we can better relate to others. And it doesn't mean you have to get into the nitty gritty details of your story, be it good or bad. But it does mean that we should all be invested in the conversation, because you never know when your story might be able to breathe life into somebody else at the right moment, at the right time.
Yeah, there's probably people in my world that thinks, boy, great, this is all you talk about. But when I meet a stranger, I go there pretty fast because I'm only limited in my time with that interaction with a stranger. And I want to impact them. That's why I always carry my card with me. Hey, if you ever know of somebody that needs to talk, that needs to share, that needs somebody just to vent to, here's a number, call me. And then I walk off. And you would be shocked by the emails that I get from people. Hey, I met you at Denny's the other day. You remember I had this coat on? And you commented on it. You was nice enough to come over and hand me your card. I want to talk. And it's like, wow, that kind of impact to me makes my life worth living now. Because I wish so bad that somebody would have reached out to me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And I can go all the way back to my childhood. I wish somebody had cared enough to pull up a chair and say, you look like you're having a bad day. How can I help? So important.
Greg, you, when I just heard that, you are the fairy godmother in the story, right? Now going back, I'm gonna keep taking it back to Cinderella, because Cinderella's story is so common. If you think about it, you giving somebody your card and just acknowledging them in that short amount of time that you had, your card is like is equivalent to the fairy godmother's magic wand, right? She used the magic wand to get Cinderella ready for the ball. You use your business cards to spread the conversation, right? And even though Cinderella's going to leave and go out to the ball and need to be back home by midnight and the fairy godmother's gone, it's up to Cinderella what she does with that business card next, right? The least you could do is plant the seed. And so the fairy godmother in this story planted the seed for Cinderella and helped her see the light, you know, helped her say, get yourself up. She helped Cinderella pull herself up by the bootstraps. And so when we have people like you who are willing to get out there and start the conversation, use their magic wand, whatever that is. And in our case, it's going to be our reachers using the microphone. But when we have people willing to get out there and start the conversation, whether it's in silo, in a small, you know, individual room, or a telephone call, Facebook Messenger conversation, wherever that conversation is, just start it, just like you did, right? You know, some people may want to do the whole ball thing and, like, you know, go all glorious with their story, while others just need somebody to talk to. And so it's very godfathers and mothers like yourself that are using their magic wands in ways that are impacting people. Remember, there's over 7 billion of us, 7 billion of us. Ultimately, somebody will benefit from it.
Yeah, I am. To me, it's just so important that we join hands and forces and recognize that we're all heading in the same direction. And all it takes is a little bit of kindness to make a huge difference in somebody's life. And if this last year or two hadn't showed our world that, then we've really missed the mark of how important each of us should be to each other.
Yep. And to the point that you brought up at the top of the call, you mentioned something about the pandemic, and as we try to contextualize ACEs, something that I read most recently is that because of the pandemic, we have 167,000 kids that are now without their primary caregiver because they died due to this disease. So now once you know, Cinderella's story started off with her losing her mom. being left with her dad, who then remarried an evil stepmom. So look at all the kids now because of the pandemic, 167,000. That is enough to fill probably 20 plus high schools worth of kids, right? Now that's probably more, 200 high schools worth of kids, at least 200 high schools, right? So if you think about that, all those kids now on top of the pandemic, which is a traumatic experience for a lot of people, now have this added trauma of losing a parent, a caregiver. And trauma, as we know, has a chain reaction, but so do conversations. And so that's where we go with like the whole ACEs matter and starting the conversation using your magic wand, which is your tongue, your business card, something, get the conversation, because yes, trauma does have a chain reaction, but so do conversations.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break. 888-627-6008. If you want to get involved in the conversation on the other side of this break, Cindy, I really want to go into, because you're only going to get one more segment, to tell us what ACEs Matter is all about, your organization, how people can get involved, how people can support, how people can promote what you have a vision for. And first, what your vision is, and then how they can be part of that vision, because I honestly believe this is a huge, huge, huge vision that everybody ought to have a part of. So we're going to talk about that right on the other side of this last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers A Child Called It and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back. I'm looking at my phone and all these text messages of people calling or writing in and texting. I just appreciate all those feedbacks. And right now, I don't believe that we have any questions. It's just comments right now. But I know there's people out there listening, and they're not listening to us live, and it's being heard all the way around the world tonight, which amazes me how that happens.
Yes.
But, God is so good with technology right now, and it's just amazing. But on the repeats in the archives of podcasts, when he goes into the podcast world next week on iTunes and Spotify and all those other networks. I don't even know how that works, but anyway, people listen to him, all week long, and they want to get involved. And here we are going into a new year. This is our first live, as Curtis put on Facebook a while ago, our first live show in 2022. Wouldn't it be awesome, Cindy, to have each person that can hear our voice tonight to say, hey, it's a new year. I have a new motivation. I have something new I want to get involved in. And it may not to be on the board or to try to fund the entire thing or whatever it is, but just to make a difference with an hour or two of your life a week, to make an impact. Is ACEs Matter something that people can actually get involved with, get lean in towards and be a part of? And if they could, how would that be a possibility for?
Thank you. Thank you for supporting the organization and the mission and using this platform, Greg, for the people that are listening. As many people who are in the nonprofit world know, that it takes people, individuals, for nonprofits to survive. Yes, governments are like nice to, like, you know, have their hands and stuff. But again, I'm going to go back to prevention begins with people, right? And so to get involved in what ACES Matter is trying to do, which is to show people how to prevent and treat ACEs, it could come in the forms of like, hey, I'm really good at design and marketing stuff. I want to volunteer and get some in-kind donations. So depending on whatever your magic wand is in this world, when I say magic wand, that's your gifts. If you don't have the funds to give, we ask people to sign up on our website. There's a section where people can apply to be volunteers. And let's say people don't have the bandwidth to actually give some in-kind donations, whether it's like through their services or their skill set, we ask people to spread the word by going and liking our social media pages, because that creates traffic, right? Because ideally at ACES Matter, we want to start the conversation where it doesn't exist. And to do that, we have to compete with all of the noise that's on social media for those people who have never heard about them. Remember, so we're going to ask people that if you don't have the time to do in-kind donations, we ask to follow the social media accounts and then share any content that resonates with you. And then obviously the thing that would help us the most is if people do have the means to sign up and do $5 monthly donations, that will go towards not only helping the operations of getting people out in the neighborhoods and in zip codes to talk about these things called ACEs, but to also start offering services like therapy and counseling and family and group coaching to families who are waking up and saying, you know what, I want to break these generational curses.
Yeah.
And if I could pull my Martin Luther King hat, I would come out and I would say, I have a dream that one day, because of ACEs Matter and all the people that were willing to take a chance on us and volunteer because the government has their hands full, we have to step up and do this as a community, right? We have so many services out there that are designed to keep these things from happening. But with 42 million people living with four or more, that's a lot of activity that the government would have to keep up with. So as a community, donate. Allow us to use the money to get these services in the communities and to fill in the gaps where the government services aren't able to. There's a group of people that have never heard about this.
Yeah.
And that is a privilege that we're keeping from them. It's everybody's responsibility, not just to get involved, but to want to do something about it. So donating, signing up, monthly donations, one-time donations, Facebook campaigns is a great way. I've had several people start Facebook campaigns on behalf of the organization because we're nonprofit and it makes it easy to do, you know, so that would help a lot.
So if it's not just a financial gift, it could be passing it on to your friends, letting people know, hey, this sounds like a good place to land. Go in here and find out these resources. This is a good group to support, because you never know who we're going to be talking to that could really believe in it and want to be involved in a major way. To me, it is an honor to be on your board of ACES Matter and to be a founding board member and to be there and to sling sweat along by your side and the other awesome board members that are on our board. And honestly, I don't believe there is a more important organization right now going on in our country than ACES Matter. And I'm being serious as a heart attack. I'm not just saying that because I'm part of it, but I really believe this is a huge, huge project and we can make a difference. And a year or two down the line, we can say, wow, look what has happened because we joined forces with people around the country and chose to make a difference.
That's it. That touches my heart. And I 100% agree with it. And I'm gonna put one more plug in for this Cinderella story because it's so relatable. Remember the pumpkin?
Oh, sure.
In the store? You remember the pumpkin's purpose?
To turn into a carriage? Transportation?
Yeah. Think of ACES Matter as the carriage, right? So we are there to get Cinderellas in these communities. And when I say Cinderellas, I'm thinking about mission beneficiaries. I don't, you know, it's somebody with ACEs who as an adult wants to learn about them and get out. The carriage is kind of like what ACES Matter represents. Like we provide, the donations will help us provide the resources for Cinderella to get the support that she needs once she learns about ACEs, or once we identify kids who have ACEs. So the structure within the pumpkin is to have the resources available for people once they learn about these things called ACEs, so that they can help us reduce generational transmissions of them. And I will add again that knowledge, knowledge of ACEs is just one thing, right? Like starting the conversation is one thing. Awareness comes before change. But we also know that even though awareness comes before change, it doesn't automatically mean that people are just going to be like, oh, let me get on board. This is a tough conversation. There's nothing sexy about it. So it's going to be hard. And that's why we need people who have these lived experiences and personal connections with, you know, traumatic stories that have carried on into people's adulthood. Like those are the type of people that will get the most out of being involved in this program.
The neat thing that I think about this organization compared to others is it's not just about, hey, join our group, get online, be part of our show, give us money. To me, it is, at least the way I see this, is it's us training other people to go out and tell other people. And that becoming a domino of, hey, don't all come here and join us once a month or once a week. We're going to duplicate people over and over and over and over and educate. Education is the key on this. And I think our country and our world has stuck our head in the sand way too long and allowed our kids to go through this over and over and over. It's time to pull our head out and go, wait, let's make a difference and teach people what they need to know about this, so they can teach and train others about it too.
That is correct. That is 100% correct. In the corporate world, we call it train the trainer, if you will. And again, yep. I learned about ACEs because I was in a room of people who were all there to learn about the same thing. We got invited to the conversation, right? There's a group of people not getting invited to the conversation for various reasons. So our goal is to find out who those people are. I have a visual of them in my mind. They look just like me when I was growing up, right? And let's give them an invitation to the conversation, right? Yeah. You don't have to have a college degree, right? You just have to be curious enough to want to break generational chains. And if you are curious enough to want to break generational chains, we're going to give you a way that you can get out there and talk about it. So again, in the corporate world, we call it trainer of trainers, but in this world, it's people are the key to prevention. Prevention begins with people. And we're doing that in ACEs Matter, one zip code at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, just one heart at a time, conversation at a time. Yeah. We only have a minute or two, but you know, if somebody's sitting there going, hey, wait, I don't have any extra cash in my wallet, then there's other ways to do this. Not only volunteer your time, your efforts, or just tell people about it, but what about your place of business? What about your church? What about the organizations that you're in? We're into a new year, maybe a new budget year for them. Why not sponsor, use this group as, hey, this is something that maybe our group organization can send a monthly donation to on a reoccurring basis or something like that. There's always more ways to skin a cat, to take this huge pie and, you know, how do you eat an elephant? How do you deal with this huge, Cinderella story that has impacted so many people? How do you deal with it one piece at a time? And if we all take a nibble, we can all make a huge impact on what this can do. Fantastic.
I like that.
We only have a minute or two. If people want to get with you, Cindy, if people want to get in contact with you, throw out your information in the last minute we have on the show tonight. How can they get in touch with you?
Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. Thank you for enhancing this conversation and making it a lot easier to talk about. So if there are people out there listening that want to know more about ACEs or even get in touch with me, you can visit acesmatter.org. My contact information is on there. You can also schedule a time to chat with me if you just want to learn more about getting involved or learn more about like where we're going with the company. So I'm really looking forward to doing this work with the board members. So I'm ready to get 22 started with you guys, but visit acesmatter.org, or you can follow any of our social media handles, contact me there, and everything is pretty much ACES Matter. So pretty easy to find on the web.
Fantastic, Cindy. Thank you for being with us tonight. And I'm looking forward to the work that we're going to be involved with as you are as the leader. And we will be your little followers and try to help you out in any way we can to help your mission get completely around the world and to make a difference in so many's lives, because ACEs really do matter. And I appreciate you being with us tonight.
Thank you, Greg.
Looking forward to this year. As we do every show and every program, we always like to end the program with letting you know, no matter what, no matter what you've dealt with, no matter what life has handed you in your own story, whether it's a wicked stepmother or some stepsisters that just don't treat you right, or just life in general, I want to let you know there's always hope. There's always hope. Never forget that as long as we're breathing. Don't give up on that. Reach deep and believe in that. Join us right here next week for another edition, live from Houston, Texas, of Breaking the Silence. God bless you. Have an awesome, awesome week. God bless and good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.